Proclamation number 8398 of 31st of January, 1963. God's merciful love. Anyone who completely gives himself to me will truly not regret it, for then he will have accomplished his return to me, irrespective of his soul's degree of maturity, for it will still be able to raise it on earth and also in the kingdom of the beyond, because I will no longer let anything fall back which once turned to me of its own free will. But only the serious will is to be understood by this, not empty words of the mouth, for such are not valid before me. And therefore it is every person's own business to establish this intimate contact. Yet he can be blessed if his thoughts no longer leave me, if he, whatever he starts, always takes the path to me and no longer leaves me out of his thoughts. Oh, if only I could persuade you all to see your Father in me, in whom you can entrust all your worries, who is always ready for you, who constantly stands by your side and spreads his hands protectively over you. Earthly life would then only impart all blessings to you, open up all treasures of grace which you only needed to lift. My infinite love is always intent on your spiritual well-being, and I only ever pour out my blessings upon you without measure. For it is the last short time when you can still perfect yourselves on earth if only you enter into an intimate relationship with me. And once you have established this relationship with me, your earthly life will also be one of constant service with love, because you will also constantly receive strength of love from me, for anyone who devotes himself to me can be permeated by my love again, and then he can no longer help but work on earth with love. And all his will and thinking will be filled with love, and his nature will change back into its original state, which means constant approach to me and leads to complete union with me. And because I long for this intimate bond with me, I help you to achieve it in every way. Yet often my boundless love for you is not recognized, and often you humans pass by indifferently when I also obviously step into your path and want to lure you to me. Then I have to let it happen that you go astray, and I cannot stop you. I don't want to curtail your free will. But I will not give you up after all and court you until the hour of your death. And if I only succeed in making you still long for me from the bottom of your heart, then I will also be with you and not let you fall into the abyss. And in the beyond you will also still be given the opportunity to achieve a small ascent, and then you will strive for the height on your own. Only don't completely turn away from me on earth, for then you will have irrevocably fallen prey to the one who threw you down to the abyss, and you will have to spend an infinitely long time in wretchedness and torment again. For your own will determines your fate. And therefore humanity, which still keeps itself so far away from me, has mercy on me because it has turned its eyes towards the world and passes me by when I step into people's path. They all take pity on me, and therefore I repeatedly let my word resound, which will also reach their ears if they are only temporarily open-hearted. And my address can always bring about a change in their attitude, yet they will always decide for themselves whether they will let me speak to them once. Yet the most peculiar occasions can bring this about. And therefore my vineyard workers shall also be tirelessly active and speak in my stead or convey my word to them as soon as they inwardly feel an assignment to do so. For time and again people will feel addressed and will not be able to close themselves off to the power of my word. And every single soul is precious to me, and its return fills me with a bliss which you cannot comprehend. For you don't know the depth and omnipotence of my love which wants to fill all beings if only they would give up their resistance. And this love will follow every soul until the end and try to persuade her to return before it is too late. For soon the time limit set for you humans will have expired, and then the last harvest will be held on this earth. And then my own will rejoice and be glad, and great horror will befall those people who resist me until the end. And therefore have to walk the path through creation again. My measure of grace until the end is exceedingly great, yet every person must voluntarily avail himself of my grace, then he will also belong to my own who will be saved in the end, as it is proclaimed through word and scripture. Amen.